Good evening. Until today, something has been missing from the Republican convention scene, but the cast is now complete, and the convention can come to order as scheduled next Monday morning. Harold Stassen is here, the former governor of Minnesota, presidential candidate at least three times in his own right, and in 1956, practically the sole voice raised in opposition to the renomination of Vice President Nixon. Governor Stassen is a member of the Pennsylvania delegation. His favorite for the presidential nomination is Governor Rockefeller. Governor Stassen presented his views to the platform committee today, and he is here now to talk with Hugh Hill and me. Governor Stassen, I might begin by asking, with all due respect, sir, if you're not becoming tired of losing.
No, because I'm a liberal, and I've always known from my youth that a liberal has a tough time battling in the Republican Party, but there's no place that there's more important to have a few liberals battling than inside the Republican Party. And I've had my share of victories, you know, as well as some of these defeats.
Yes, sir. Well, how do you evaluate Governor Rockefeller's chances now?
Well, the odds are against him, but I think it's increasingly clear that if our Republican leaders, like Governor Stratton and Senator Scott and Governor Knight, would analyze their own situation, if they'd swing to him, he'd sweep the country in November and elect more governors and senators and courthouses than in any other way and do a great job as president. Now, whether we can get them to see it in the next few days, that's the difficult.
Well, have you been contacting these various party leaders?
I have in the East before I came to the convention. As you know, I'm a delegate this time from Pennsylvania, and our Pennsylvania delegation is one of the most important. Of course, you know, the New York delegation is for Governor Rockefeller. That's the biggest delegation. So it's a question of Pennsylvania, Illinois, Texas, Ohio, California. Will some of these delegations swing? I think there's going to be an awful lot of talk about it. That is, talk between them in these next few days. And, between now and the early hours of Wednesday, there'll either be a big swing or no swing, and that'll be it.
Well, Governor, what do you mean by these governors analyzing their states, Don't you think they've already analyzed their states and know what the political wind, how it's blowing?
No, you see, this comes up rather rapidly in two senses. One is, you've just had the opposition ticket, the Kennedy-Johnson ticket, nominated at California, in Los Angeles, and until that was done, it's not clear what is the opposition campaign. The other thing is that it's only a few weeks ago that Governor Rockefeller made it clear that he would accept a draft. He'd pulled back in December, so that sentiment now is beginning to focus on the 1960 presidential election.
Well, from what I meant was this. Do you mean that they should analyze their state and their people in their state again because they might be leaning toward the more liberal element of the Republican Party?
Yes, because it would be a question of, you see, I see your point. Let me make it clear this way. Never in history has a political party had a popular president in the White House and at the same time lost both houses of Congress, lost governorships and courthouses all over the country the way our Republican Party has. Why? I'm convinced it is because our party didn't follow through on the liberal emphasis that President Eisenhower stood for in 52 right here in Chicago.
Well, is there
now, that's why I think we better get back on that. And the candidate that could bring the party back to it is Governor Nelson Rockefeller.
And I take it there's no question in your mind but what the feeling of the country is liberal.
That's right.
Are you suggesting, Governor Stassen, that as a question of political survival, men such as Governor Stratton should realize that their own chances of re-election are much better with Governor Rockefeller?
Well, and that Governor Rockefeller, see, I would put it this way, that I believe that both Governor Rockefeller and Vice President Nixon would make a better president, either one of them, than either Jack Kennedy or Texas Lyndon Johnson. But that of the four, the best president would be Governor Rockefeller. And with these kinds of conditions in the world, we should have the best president. And if governors like Stratton will think that through and take a lead to bring forward the best potential president, he'd also be the best potential candidate. And believe me, the people would swing behind it in a very dramatic way. That's the issue before the convention.
Well, Governor Stassen, didn't you say much the same thing, though, in 1956 with respect to the Vice President's presence on the ticket?
Well, what I said then was that unless we changed, see, then you had President Eisenhower running again. we would lose both houses of Congress. And you remember, they laughed at me. Impossible to lose both houses of Congress. Well, they lost them both. That's a matter of history now. You can look back. And it's never happened to a political party before, you see, to lose both houses of Congress so badly while you had a president in the White House.
So
it's a matter of what kind of a program. See, I've been trying, and I believe the day will come I'll get it done, to get our Republican Party back as a champion for the working man, like it was in Teddy Roosevelt and all the way back to Lincoln's day, to get it to stand for the farmer, the family farmer, and the small businessman. That's what America needs, is a Republican Party that's in keeping with its own greatest early traditions, which is a champion for the people in a free enterprise system.
Well, Governor Stanton, assuming that the people feel the way you say they do, and of course Nixon's going to be nominated, I think, no matter what you and Rockefeller do.
Odds are your way, but I'm not ready to say that it's absolute. Just
well, assuming, let's assume then that he'll win the nomination and lose the election.
Not quite ready to assume it, you see.
Well, can we assume that he'll lose the election? I know he'll go with me one way or the other.
No, here. I won't assume that either. You know?
Well, if he does...
Matter of fact, I'm never dogmatic about what happens in a convention or an election. I've seen a lot of unusual results.
Do you think that Governor Rockefeller could remold the Republican Party to fit his image?
Yes.
How would he do it?
Yes. By directly developing many new men and women in the Republican Party throughout the country. You see, President Eisenhower really pulled back from party activity after he was elected. And he left the party activity to others. That's why the party has not been built in the way in which the convention decided in 1952. But I feel that the Republican Party will carry New York because of the way Governor Rockefeller has been building up the party.
Well, Governor Stassen, this is precisely what was said in 1952. At the time of the convention contest between General Eisenhower and Senator Taft, that the general would remake the party in his own image, an image of liberalism and so forth.
No, that wasn't said so much as it was that he would carry the country, which he did, and that he would end the Korean War, which he did, and that he'd end the Indochina War, which he did.
Well, there was
remember
also
that those first 3 years of the Eisenhower administration, before the tragic heart attack, you had tremendous accomplishments for America. And you look back at the sweep of history, and I think the historians in future years will say there's seldom as much accomplished in 3 years as the first year, 3 years of President Eisenhower's administration. And you remember the tragedy of the illness. Now I'm devoted to President Eisenhower. I think he's one of the finest men that's ever served America. Now we have the new situation of 1960, and what's the decade ahead?
Well, if you say that Nixon shouldn't be nominated and that Nixon does not, his philosophy does not fit that of the nation's, how then can you say that he can win in November?
I didn't say that he could. I didn't say that he couldn't.
Well, maybe we ought to find out. Do you think he can win in November?
I don't think that's a question I ought to answer now, you see.
Well, would you answer this?
I will say that I believe that Governor Rockefeller would sweep the country. That I do not believe, as one of the men active in the party, that I should now try to make predictions on others. And I'll be loyal in the party. In other words, I'm a loyal liberal. I campaigned hard for Governor Landon even when the party was coming out against Social Security, and I believed in Social Security, and that was one of the first battles I had inside the party up in Minnesota. See, my position as a liberal is lifelong. My championship of the working people is lifelong. But I do not believe in jumping out of a party. I believe that you battle in your party, you take the results, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but you keep working at it.
Well, Governor Stassen, it's often said that you are trying to make the Republican Party like the Democratic Party.
No,
for example, I noticed some of the things you presented to the platform subcommittees today. You're against right-to-work laws.
That's right. Matter of fact, you know, most of the right-to-work laws have been passed in Democratic states. States of Oklahoma, Texas, states under a Democratic administration.
Well, Indiana has a Republican administration.
Yes, but most of the states that have right-to-work laws are under Democratic administrations. And our Republican platform in 56 did not come out for right-to-work laws. That only came up afterwards when a few candidates went out for it and others ducked the issue. I've always been against them. I think it's in keeping with the traditional Republican position to be against right-to-work laws. This so-called right to work. It's really a law that I believe short-sighted employers can use to weaken and break up unions. So I believe in strong labor unions that are run democratically with firm action against racketeers, against dictatorial tactics, and with a government being the one who sees that there's a fair balance between management and labor for the best of a free economy. No, the big difference between our party, including the liberal side and the democratic side, is we believe in a liberal approach to the people themselves. The Democrats tend to want everything done by government, or almost everything. Big government, big governmental activity, big governmental powers. We tend to want to have the least power of government. But then there's this issue between whether you work more with business or whether you work more with the small business and labor and the farmer. And that's really the issue in the Republican Party.
Well, your espousal of a farm plank this afternoon, does this sound like less government, for example, when you pledge direct support of the income on each farm to the extent of 100% of parity for a minimum quantity of quality food and fiber?
That's right.
I'm not at all sure that I understand this, Governor. Well, what does it mean?
That means a direct support to the income of the family farm up to that extent of 100% of parity in the first 10,000 of production, but leave it open for producing whatever farm products you want, get away from these controls we now have, and have competition in the large commercial production. I'm convinced. You see, there's a difference in farm between the family farm, where, in effect, somewhat like a minimum wage or a social security, you do need to help the family farmer. But if you try to guarantee all the production of any crop at 75% or 80% or 90% or 50%, commercially, they'll come in and overproduce and do as they've been doing, just flood the country with a terrific surplus. So we need to reanalyze, look at these facts, and I believe we should make a pledge for a new farm program. That new farm program should look to the income of the family farm on a certain minimum basis and say, beyond this, it's a free market, it's competition, it's
Governor,
it's American enterprise.
May I get back to this fight that you're putting on to make Rockefeller the nominee?
It isn't correct to say it's a fight I'm putting on. It's a conviction I have. The great lead for it comes from the New York delegation and from others across the country.
Well,
I'm just a Pennsylvania delegate, you know.
Well, do you think there are any party leaders involved in the draft Rockefeller for President movement?
Well, the whole New York delegation is a powerful
Republican. I'm going to say outside of New York.
That's the main center of it at the present time.
Are there any? Have you talked to any party leaders outside of New York, and spoken in favor of Rockefeller?
Yes.
Well, to whom did you speak?
Well, we'll have them speak up. Their main
question
is.
Well, did you speak to Governor Stratton?
I'm going to talk to him the first week. I haven't spoken to him yet. But their main question is: is it possible to nominate Rockefeller?
Well, so I'm trying to get a feeling, Governor, if there are any party leaders outside of New York State who might lean toward Rockefeller, any of them.
Yes, I think they all lean that way, but their big question is, can they succeed in nominating him, or is there so many delegates committed to Vice President Nixon that it can't change?
Who
so what they're going to be doing...
Who? You said there are many who lean toward Rockefeller. I wonder if you could name any.
Well, nearly all of them. You go and talk to them privately.
I have talked to Governor Stratton, and he is Nixon all the way, for one.
When did you last talk to him?
Well, this last week, and he had another news conference today. I didn't attend it, but he came out again for Nixon.
Well,
and he predicted
tomorrow,
that the caucus Sunday morning would go for Nixon.
Well, let's see what does happen. In other words, Saturday noon, there's a luncheon of the Republican governors. That'll be an important occasion. Sunday and Monday, there'll be these caucuses. One of the questions will be, will these other delegations, will they invite Governor Rockefeller to come and speak to them? Will they open up to consider the issue? And remember that what counts is the time up to Wednesday. There's no question that a couple of months ago it was all foreclosed. There wasn't any interest in any other possibility of nomination. But there is a growing interest now in considering Governor Rockefeller for the nominee for the sake of the country and for the sake of the Republican Party.
Well, Governor Stassen, it's always nice to have controversy, and we're delighted
that you
came here tonight and gave us some. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Enjoyed visiting with you, and we'll see these next few days what happens. But what the people say, and what they say to their governors and delegates is going to make a lot of difference in these next few days.
Well, we'll be waiting to hear. And Hugh Hill and I will be back again tomorrow night at this same time. Good night.